我每天都按照我的计划去成事，我希望我能够更多的成长。
I continue in every area to move forward.
在生命的每一个环节都向前走。
In this way, every day is captured for the Lord.
这样子的话，每一天都是为主而活。
How do you do it? Very simple.
你怎么做呢？很简单。
For example, to increase in love, just give one phone call per day. One. Can you afford one phone call?
我们说我们要加深我们的爱，很简单，我们可以打一个电话吧。你可以打一个电话吗？
Think of somebody in the church who is suffering, who has a need, who whatever, and say, I'll call this person today. That is my increase, 1 millimeter increase in love. I just want to show my care for that brother or sister.
你可以去想教会里面有任何一个 有一个他需要关心需要关怀的，你就想想他，你就打一个电话给他，你每天就这样子加深一点点一点点。
One call per day, how many phone calls have you made in 1 year? You've talked to 365 people or the same person several times, building them up, and as you build them up, encouraging them, comforting them, you know what God is doing? God is building you up in love. You are increasing in love.
你想想，假如你每天只是打一个电话，在一年里面你已经打了三百多个电话，可能给同一个人，可能同一个人你可以打了很多的电话给他，你不断的去关心他，不断的去建立对方，在你这样子做的里面，神已经不知不觉的在你的身里面去建立你。
You see, I have told you the secret of increasing of faith. It is so practical.
我已经告诉你，加深信心的秘诀是什么？是很实际的。
If you go on in this way, you will simply increase and increase until you become a spiritual giant and you didn't even know it.
假如你这样子继续的话，你会成为一个属灵巨人而不自觉。
But I see so many people, 5 years later, they're still where they were before. 10 years later, they're still there. Their knowledge of the word of God has increased next to nothing. Their spiritual quality of life, experience, nothing has happened. They're just stagnant. You can say they're dead. There needs to be life, to be growth.
可是我看到有些人他们5年10年他们好像都是都没有成长，他们的对神的话语的认知也是一样，他们的生命的素质也是一样，他们根本没有成长到，假如没有成长的话，他们可能是死的。
But our time is gone and I just come to the last point quickly.
我们的时间已经不多了，我们来到最后一点。
We tend to think that we increase our faith. For what reason do you want to increase your faith?
到底我们为什么要加深信心呢？
Why do you want to increase your faith at all?
为什么你想加深你的信心呢？
So that you can impress people about what you can do with mulberry trees?
是否你可以 去让别人看到你能够把这个桑树连根拔起呢？
The increase of faith is for a specific purpose, and we must know what it's for.
我们也明白加深信心是有一个目的的，我们也要知道这个目的是什么。
It is to do God's work.
就是要做神的工。
Now, if you don't want to do God's work, why do you want to increase your faith?
假如你不要为神做工的话，你干嘛要加深信心呢？
Did you come to this camp to learn how to live the Christian life to do God's work? If not, what did you come here to listen to?
你是否来这里希望知道你怎么样去加深你的信心，怎么样去做神的工？不然的话，你来的目的是什么呢？
The increase of faith is to make you effective to accomplish something.
加增你的信心使你能够更有果效的去做神的工。
The greater your faith, the more you can accomplish.
你的信心越大，你所能够成就的就越多。
Now God taught me the lesson of faith from the earliest days of my Christian life.
神在我初认识主的时候已经教导了我信心的功课。
He taught me how to depend on Him even for my daily food because my pockets were empty, I had no money.
他教导我就是在日常生活上我怎么去在食用上也依靠神，因为我袋子里面没有钱。
In those days in China, every day I had to get up in the morning, I don't even know where my lunch is coming from. I said, Lord, here's your child. I don't know, I have no food to eat. Will you give me something to eat today?
那时候我在中国，每天早晨我就求主，我说主啊，今天我连午餐是什么我都不知道，可是我是你的儿子，你不会让我饿的。
I think hardly anybody among you know the desperation of an empty pocket of utter poverty as I have experienced it.
我胆敢地说，你们这里没有一个人明白什么是穷困到像我这样子。
Which of you have gotten up morning after morning for several years and don't even know where you're going to get your lunch from?
你们有尝过几年长的时间，每天你都不知道你中午的午餐是从哪里来的。
Not to mention breakfast. I didn't have breakfast at all.
不要谈早餐了，我根本没有早餐的。
I was reduced to one skeleton.
那时候我是瘦得不得了。
Because God, in His kindness, wants to teach me, now you trust me for everything you need.
因为神靠着他的恩典，他也教导我去怎么去依靠他。
Do you know faith? Do you know what faith is?
你知道什么是信心吗？
You will know what faith is when you step out of this place with nothing in your pocket and only God can feed you. If God doesn't give you food, you've got nothing to eat.
当你离开这里，你口袋里面一分钱都没有，假如神不亲自喂养你的话，你连你的食物是在哪里你都不知道，你这样子的话，你就知道什么是叫信心了。
I was trained in the school of faith.
我是在信心学校里面毕业的。
And trained on an empty stomach.
是在空的肚子里面去学习的。
Where I have to say every day, Lord, you don't give me something to eat, your child is going to be hungry.
那我每天都要跟神说，神啊，只要你不喂你的孩子的话，你孩子今天就要挨饿呢。
My faith is built on this living relationship with God, where He never failed me.
我的信心就是建立在我跟神的这份的关系里面，因为神绝不亏待我。
Every day He had a different way to provide me with something to eat.
每天他都用不同的方法去供养我。
But hunger was my constant companion.
可是我常常都要挨饿。
Oh yeah, I often, as I think I shared with some of you, I walked through the street of Shanghai, and I would see this, you know, the ducks and the char siu hanging in the shop window.
那时候我已经分享过，当我走过上海的大街，我就看到很多的叉烧，很多的鸭。
And I don't have anything to buy it with.
我没有钱去买。
Not even rice, never mind cha sao yet.
我连饭都买不起的，哪里讲到肉呢？
I used to say, if I ever come to power, I'm going to ban shop windows.
然后我曾经说过，就是，假如我有权的话，我真的要把这些，我真的要打开这些的窗户。
I mean, this is plain torture.
我觉得这个是很难受的。
You have any idea? Your stomach is groaning. You haven't eaten for several days. You're looking at this food in the window.
有没有尝试过？
It's torture.
有没有尝试过？当你肚子饿的时候，你看到食物的话，我觉得非常的痛苦。
Can only cry out to God.
只能够向神呼求。
That's the school I was trained in.
这个就是我受训的学校。
But now you can see what the Lord used it for.
可是你现在就看到神为什么这样做。
Once I had learned that lesson.
当我学了这个功课。
Over 2 years of this.
我学了大概两年。
Finally, the day comes when I dare to accept the challenge of a radio station. $1 million, we take it.
到有一天我有这份的胆量，$100,000去买下这个的广播站，我愿意。
Do you think I would dare to do that if I had not this long training behind me?
假如我没有受过这样的训练的话，你以为我有这个胆量吗？
Have you ever tried going to university with no money to pay for the term?
你有没有想过你去大学，你没有钱去交学费吗？
When the term starts and you have to pay by that date, I have no money to pay.
当学期要开学的时候，你根本连交学费的钱都没有。
I have to talk to my father. I said, Lord, do you want me to study or not?
我跟我的天父说，我是天父，你要不要我继续学业呢？
You don't want me to study? That's okay with me.
你不要我学的话，我可以的。
Have you ever seen such a thing?
你没有经历过吗？
And that same morning, a letter arrives with nothing written inside except a check.
就在那一天，我收了一个支票，什么都没有，只是一张支票。
On another occasion, I simply went to my room to write a letter of resignation that I have to leave the college because I can't pay the fees.
又有一次，我要在房间里面去写信，我要退学了，因为我没有钱交学费。
I opened the letter paper thing and the whole bank, wad of banknotes are inside there.
那我打开那个信件里面，我就看到里面一叠的钞票。
All brand new notes, straight off the press.
新的钞票。
I think I've shared this point with you, some of you before.
我想想，我可能在其他地方也跟你们分享过。
That's why some people mock me and said, "Do you think God prints money in heaven?"
所以有人说嘲笑，都说你以为神印钞票的吗？
I said, "I wouldn't be surprised if He did."
我不奇怪啊。
Because I remember all those banknotes were brand new.
因为我记得那些钞票完全是崭新的。
And I took this money, went downstairs and paid my school fee.
我就拿了这个钞票下去楼下去还钱了。
Long years of training.
很多年的训练。
So don't think all of a sudden your faith increased to the level that when somebody offers you a $1 million radio station, you have the faith to take it.
所以你不要以为一下子的，当有人说啊，你要不要买下这个广播站，你就可以，是不是一朝一夕的？
This increase of faith has gone over many, many years, 30, 40 years of training.
这个加增信心是经过长时间，30、40年的训练。
I don't want to deceive you to make it sound so easy.
我不想去欺骗你，以为很容易。
It's not easy at all.
不容易的。
It is through long discipline by under the Lord's training that finally the day comes that you dare to say to the mulberry tree, be uprooted.
是需要长时间的训练，经过神不断不断的训练，加强你的信心，以至呢有一天你能够跟这个桑树说连根拔起。
The day will come when you can speak to the highest evil powers and order it in the name of Jesus, and it will obey.
那一天会，当你经过了这次的训练的时候，你就可以跟就是最高层次的邪灵说，你要从这个人身上离开。
You see, all of these things is what increase of faith means. It's a gradual process. Start now.
我谈的这个加增信心的是一个一过的过程，是我们需要一步一步的，我们要从现在开始。
And we must start now because we have a commission to carry out.
我们一定要从现在开始，因为我们有一个大使命。
You and I, as Brother Ross has reminded us, we increase our faith not because we want to be known as spiritual giants.
就好像弟兄所说的，就是我们要加增我们信心，不是因为我们要成为一个属灵的巨人。
It's because we must carry out the commission to bring the gospel to China and to the whole world.
因为我们有这个使命，要把福音带到中国，带到地极。
And that requires faith.
这需要信心。
Let me close with a letter that I received from one of our co-workers in China.
让在结束之前，让我读一封从中国的一个同工写给我的信。
在这片土地上建立主的家庭，实在不容易。On this piece of ground, 就是中国的土地上，建立主的家庭 to establish the church, 实在不容易 ，very difficult.And then he goes on to speak 各种艰难构成的对主仆人们的信心巨大的考验。In other words, the situation in China today has all kinds of problems that becomes a serious challenge to the faith of those of us who serve the Lord. And if we depend upon our eyes,If we depend on what we can see, the situation around us, and 实在是无法生存下去 we could not survive. It's not fair because Catherine didn't see the letter in advance, so it's not fair to make her translate this.
我没有读过这封信，所以她觉得对要我即刻翻译的话可能不公平。
Yeah.
Thank you.
Then he goes on to say, 信心对我多么重要 How important faith is to us. And then he goes on, and this is what I want to share with you briefly. 中国有位非常著名的诗人孩子、There is a very famous Chinese poet、called 孩子孩 is、大海的海 ocean 子是儿子的子孩子、侄子、Let me see, 这是第寻求生存的根基和意义。Now, he was persistently trying to find, 寻求生存的根基 what is the foundation of life in this world and its meaning. 他把最后一丝希望 his last 一丝、one shred of hope, 寄托在基督教身上 He put his hopeOn Christianity, 但是他终究没有认识主。So in the end, though he put his hope in Christianity, nobody could help him to come to know the Lord. 绝望之下，他在山海关抱着圣经，卧轨自杀了。In his sense of utter hopelessness, and this is the touching part,He hugged a Bible to his heart, and he lay down on the railway tracks、to be run over by the train. 在山海关 I think you know where 山海关 is. That's where the Great Wall, 长城 meets the sea,、the long on the east coast of China, the long wall,、the 长城 the Great Wall meets the sea. He committed suicide.首引起全国及世界的关注 想到这一点，我心里就隐隐作痛。So he says that when I think on this point, my heart is painful. 是教会亏欠了主， the church has failed the Lord. 没能将主的真实，主的荣耀彰显见证于人面前。We're not able to manifest God's glory to the people, in this case to the Chinese people. 在传福音的时候，我常会有心虚的感觉。I have, when I preach the gospel, a kind of, 怎么翻译？心虚的感觉。A sense of guilt, yeah. 唯一使我夸耀的是主自己。I can only boast in,夸耀主自己 boast in the Lord himself, 他是配受极大赞美的。So, I got this letter only when I came to the camp.
我是来到这个营地才收到这封信的。
And when I read this, I was very moved.
当我读这封信的时候，非常感动。
You see, he said, the point is that we cannot fulfill our commission.
他所说的就是我们不能够完成我们的使命。
Our faith has not increased to the point when we manifest God's glory.
我们的信心没有到个地步，就是我们能够彰显神的荣耀。
And even those who really want to know God, like this poet, this well-known poet called 孩子，
就好像这个有名的诗人一样，他很想认识神。
It's so tragic. Think about this picture.
多么悲惨！你想想这个图画。
He so wanted to know the Lord, but nobody could help him.
他很想去认识神，但是没有人能够帮助他。
Think of him. He took the Bible.
你想想，他抱着这个圣经。
He walked down to the railway tracks.
他走下火车轨道。
And with the Bible touched his heart.
他把这个圣经放在他的心上。
Put his neck on the rail.
他把他的脖子放在那个火车轨上。
And was killed.
他自杀。
Apparently, this was news not only in China but through the world.
我想这个可能不单只是在中国的新闻，也可能是世界的新闻。
Let us not be so selfish as to think.
让我们不要那么自私。
That we want to increase our faith for our own sake.
以为我们是为了我们的好处而加强我们的信心。
Because if we come with such a selfish motive.
因为假如你来的目的是那么的自私的话。
Frankly, God will not increase our faith.
坦白说，神不会加增我们的信心。
I said that all these things must grow together.
所以我说，这些东西要一起的成长。
But there's one, this last point I'm making is this.
可是最后我又说的是这一点是。
If your faith wants to increase, you must increase in your readiness to serve, to give yourself.
就说你要加增你信心的话，你一定要预备好去侍奉神。
Not so that we can let people see, oh, he is such a great man of faith.
不需要人家看到就说啊，这个人他多么有信心。
So that we get the glory, not God.
也就是我们得到荣耀，而不是神。
The whole purpose of faith is so that you can bring life to others. That is the joy to see other people.
信心的目的就是你能够把生命带到其他人的身上。
Not only to this great poet who never made it.
当然不是，只是说这个诗人啊，因为他得不到。
How sincere was his desire to know God?
这个人他多么恳切地去想认识神。
That even in death, he held the Bible.
就是他要死的时候，他也抱着这个圣经。
So, does that say something to us?
那这些东西是否能够打动你的心？
How many people in China today, they want the word of God, they hold it to their heart, but can somebody tell them what it means? What does it say to them?
现在在中国里面有多么多的人，他们抱着圣经，他们渴望有人去讲解圣经，可是他们没有。
If only he had met one person.
只要你能够见到一个。
Who had said to him.
你告诉他。
I will tell you how your faith can increase.
我要告诉你怎么加增你的信心。
I'm going to tell you how you can come to know the living God.
我要告诉你怎么能够认识这个活的神。
And then his life would have been filled with hope.
也是他的生命充满盼望。
And he could have used his great literary gifts to proclaim the gospel.
使这个诗人可以用他的才干去传福音。
Just think, what command of the Chinese language this man has.
你想想这个诗人他对中文的修养的造诣有多高。
Far beyond any of us.
比我们任何一个都高。
But it was wasted on a railway track at Shanghai Guan.
可是这个宝贵的生命就在山海关的火车轨道牺牲了，浪费。
Because there was nobody who could bring the gospel to him, who didn't have, nobody had enough faith to bring the gospel to him.
因为没有一个人有这份的信心去把这个福音带给他。
Let us close in prayer.
让我们用祷告结束。